This is Renegade Talk Radio.
Renegade Talk Radio.
This is Betsy Bell. I am here today at the Double B Studios in Las Vegas, Nevada, because I have some important information for you, and I know that you will understand once I get started. So, put your seatbelts on. I don't want anyone thrown into the aisle today. But I am on Renegade Talk Radio, and the one thing that you have to know, because it's not a secret, we are being shadow banned everywhere because we tell the truth. We also know that our audience can handle the truth. Today I'm talking about Iran, the IRGC terrorists backing global anti-Israel protests. The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, a U.S. designated terrorist organization that revealed that Iran has been secretly supporting anti-Israel rallies around the world. Huh. When did we know this? The minute that you saw everyone wearing the same scarf and carrying the same signs. Look at the videos, my audience. Yes, believe your eyes. In this alleged confidential letter, Kazemi discussed working with pro-Palestinian protest movements worldwide to politically isolate Israel. His correspondent was Colonel Mohammed Saedifar, a cultural and psychological operations officer of the IRGC. Now, what is this telling you? That it's all orchestrated to make you believe that Israel is a bad guy because they don't want you to think the Jews have the right to protect themselves. Of course they do, for God's sake. Given the recent developments in the issue of Palestine and the psychological impact of Al-Qassi Storm, that was the operation, on Palestinian communities in European and American countries, it was determined to implement significant support measures for April 15th and other rallies with the aim to achieve total political isolation of Israel. Hamas runs Palestine, but they aren't for the Palestinian people. Remind you of any other country? The aid going into Palestine goes to Hamas. But Hamas uses their own people as shields. But Americans are being told that the Palestinian problem isn't Hamas, it's Israel. Eliminate Hamas, and not only will Israel live in peace, so will the world. The University of Southern California decided that Asna Tabassum will no longer be able to speak at the graduation ceremony after the discussion about her selection took an alarming tenor. The move comes after some students, alumni, and others complained that the university had checked out Tabassum's social media, which includes an Instagram bio that links to a pro-Palestinian website. Tabassum addressed the university's decision in a statement released through the Council on American Islamic Relations, Los Angeles. Okay, let's get after this. Although this should have been a time of celebration for my family, friends, professors, and classmates, anti-Muslim and anti-Palestinian voices have subjected me to a campaign of racist hatred because of my uncompromising belief in human rights for all, Tabassum said. Notice, if you will, that the racism never includes Israel. That is because we are allowed to hate Israel, but we can't hate Palestine. No, they are the innocents. They only attacked Israel. One more thing, a celebration of family and friends on graduation has to include a campaign of racist hatred. I'm just quoting. That's code for how come I can't spew my racist hatred for Jews. Take a moment to digest that. When you are virtue shamed, look closer, please, at the shamer. You will see clearly, I am sure. Obama and his weather ground, underground, over, oh, I'm sorry. Obama and his weather underground and the Muslim Brotherhood backers have been proven to be running all of this, just like they were proven to be running BLM, Antifa terrorism in the summer of 2020. Kamala Harris ran the bail program and the media propaganda program, burning buildings behind reporters, calling to mind it was the summer of love and a peaceful protest. Is that like January 6th? Right. DHS whistleblower Phil Haney tried to warn us of the Muslim Brotherhood takeover of the U.S. government under Obama. In his book, See Something, Say Nothing. What's sad is many of us, if not most, Iranians do not support their government. They tried to bring it down during the Mahsa Amini protests. But Obama wouldn't even, wouldn't even support them. If the Iranian regime goes, most of the Eastern, Middle Eastern problems will go away. I would say all. Does that show you what side Obama is on? Destruction of the world so that he can lead it, what's left of it, and what's left of America. We should know that Americans are not without blame in all that the world is dealing with. The U.S. is not getting behind Israel. Why should we do that? This again is a show of the Goliath media cartel versus the people's wish. As I have lamented time and again, silence is not golden. We are not doing ourselves any favors by remaining on the sidelines when the world is disintegrating. Monday, the pro-Palestinian protests, paid for or not, but they were, go by and not one word about why the people of Palestine deserve support. Isolating Israel is a way to embolden the enemies of a democracy. Biden's favorite word lately. Are we sure, America, that death to America should be tolerated in this country? Americans are so full of self-loathing. We believe we don't deserve to be free. How did this happen? I can't speak for you, my audience, but I know that we don't believe we are worthy. We are constantly bombarded with fake news story after fake news stories about how racist, homophobic, and transphobic we are, so that we will all say, "Oh, I'm so evil." Yes, you do believe what you are told. By far the greatest evil in this country are the people from within it, our own borders, that hate themselves. This has another huge tentacle. But I'll be right back. I have to go put on a headscarf to impart this wisdom to you. So don't go away. Stay close.
This is Renegade Talk Radio. Renegade Talk
Radio. Hi, this is Betsy Bell at the Double B Studios in Las Vegas, Nevada, coming to you on Renegade Talk Radio. I'm back. All I want you to know is Donald Trump is a criminal. It's an outcome that has to be drummed into you forever. He is. Because the justice system has to keep trying him until they get it right. That pesky little thing called the law seems to be a bit of a roadblock. You know what? Darn, we can't even get Donald when we make up laws. By that I mean until they get a conviction and he becomes a convict. Oh, man. Okay, I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself. Now that even the laws won't work, they have done us one better. They're gonna rig the jury. Let's see if this is gonna do it. The trial of the century kicked off Monday with a pool of 96 jurors. Now, I'm sure that they have that many in every trial, right? So 50 were excused on the first day for saying they could not be impartial in this case. That's because they loved Donald so much they couldn't be fair. An additional 9 were removed Monday for other reasons. Of that pool, an estimated 35 candidates remained on Tuesday morning, and 14 of those were excused by early Tuesday afternoon. Appears Lady Justice, with that blindfold on, just had it ripped off of her face. You know, we are a racist country because we hate white people. White people criminals. Oh, except Joe, good old hair-sniffing Joe. CNN's Abby Phillip, she decided that she wanted to fact-check Fox News coverage of the former President Donald Trump because he made false claims about the New York judge, Juan Merchan. Oh. After leaving court on Monday, Trump said, and I quote, I watched it myself, but then, who could believe me? It looks like I won't be able to attend my son Barron's graduation. But according to CNN, and they said they fact-checked it, he told everyone that he couldn't attend because the judge had not decided yet whether he could or not. And that Trump was saying he couldn't attend. If you need to reinspect this story, I would. We are all missing the point, and I am too. Have the media cartels fact-checked Joe Biden? They have, and they believe him when he says He met Mitterrand, who was Prime Minister of France, who has been dead since 1994. It must have been before that. But Joe's right. Did they point out that he was eliminating fossil fuels altogether? No, but he said so. What about Biden economics? Bidenomics. How much fact-checking did they do on that? Yeah, we're all better off today, aren't we? Better say yes. We could be if we just don't use electricity, don't buy gas for your car, don't eat eggs or fruit or vegetables. Oh, and if you like meat, cancel that from your diet. And oh, by the way, didn't the media fact check that for ya? Oh, well, you can't handle the truth. So no, find out for yourself. Unfortunately, I have. So, the juror in the Trump trial said that she could not be a juror in Trump's criminal trial when she reported for jury duty on Monday. She currently works. Oh, she said she could. She's been seated. She currently works as an oncology nurse at a major hospital in New York. A native New Yorker, she currently lives on the Upper East Side, I guess is how they say it in New York language, with her fiancé and enjoys taking her dog for walks in the park. She said she gets her news from the New York Times, CNN, Google, and Facebook? Do you get news from Oh, yeah. Who's having an affair? And who's showing their tits? I'm sorry. I don't really have one, she said about her opinion of Trump. But she added, no one is above the law. No one. Do you think that she told a lie to get seated on the jury? Oh, no, that would never happen. We all want what is best for the defendant. How many times have you heard, no one is above the law? That's a trigger from the left. That was the sign to the prosecutor who sent me, and I will see to it that no one will be above the law. Well, well, well. How will that work out? How about the laws that are written, oh, those pesky little laws that are already on the books? The trial we are witnessing is a testament to who is above the law. The prosecutors, the DAs, and the judges, they are above the law. If you take a law that is a misdemeanor and you charge it as a felony, that is above the law. If you charge a crime that has passed the statute of limitations, that's above the law. If you charge a crime that the Department of Justice did not charge based on the merit of the case, that is above the law. If you take a law that is federal and you make it a state law case, that is above the law. But when the elitists in the courtroom look down at Donald Trump, they see a criminal. I hope that America is seeing the justice system for what it has become. It is a mockery of justice. I don't care about Donald Trump. I care about us. We are being sucked into a vacuum of deception and sorcery of the most evil kind. Beware. We aren't free. We are not speaking out about the tyranny in our midst. Beware of the wolves in sheep clothing. We just want to do right. Well, blood has been shed in the name of righteousness, and we all know that. I'm going to take a moment here. I want to see clearly now, and I'll be right back. Stay put. There's more where this came from.
This is Renegade Talk Radio.
Renegade Talk Radio.
Betsy Bell here at the Double B Studios, and I'm back, and I know you're sitting there thinking, what does she have on her mind today? Well, I know I'm trying your patience, but I'm trying to make a point that is very significant to everyone about how we see ourselves. And when we base it on what other people think, we're making a huge mistake. Okay, so what I'm talking about is like this. President Joe Biden, 81, has no impairment, attorney Merrick Garland claimed in the octogenarian's defense on Tuesday while testifying to a House subcommittee on appropriations. You know what? These committees make me, my hair gets on fire. Garland said the president has no impairment because he watched Biden conduct meetings. You know what? Well, I just hate to tell you this, but I've watched him stand in front of a microphone and he's impaired physically. And I know it's mental because he's old and screwed up. We can fact check that ourselves. Do you understand why this is even a question? Because they're going to tell you over and over he's fine, even though he keeps making missteps. In every instance, Joe in public shows how compromised he is. Unless you're blind, deaf, and dumb. Yeah, I know. Well, we've got a solution for that. So in every instance, even if he isn't, let's say that they're right. Well, that's a joke. We can take the word of anyone over what we see for ourselves, but how are you going to accept what your own eyes see and ignore the truth? Because stop. We are so full of self-loathing. How would I know what that's like? I know because I have lived it my whole life. The media feeds us lies every day, and we consume it. Constant shaming, fat, looks, status, what your hair looks like. How do we know we're okay? You're okay. You're better than okay. I know that because if I am, you are. Let's put it this way. Every day you take what God gave you, the talents. We make a home. We create a job. We do a job. We feed others and we take care of someone, a spouse, a parent, a brother or a sister. That is how we know that we're okay. Then some news story comes on and destroys our thoughts of self-worth. Put yourself back into the inner sanctum of your heart and your soul. You will know, I promise you, when it's there. Yes, it is story time. I gotcha. It isn't about me. It's about you. And your worth to those who love you. I'm a faithful Catholic, I know. I go to Mass on Saturday at 4 p.m. And no, I'm not virtue shaming you. I only go on Saturday at 4 because Sunday used to be my standing golf date with my buddies. I would have missed Mass before I missed Sunday golf. Priorities, for sure. My pastor had been there for me on so many occasions when I felt I wasn't going to get through my crisis of du jour the day. I couldn't see through to the peace. I had become impatient for God to help me. I'm grateful every day for that time that I realized patience is not only a virtue, it provides peace. Every year, the church is looking for volunteers. I had avoided like the plague. Not me. I know. I wasn't going to volunteer. The heck with it. So I can't name anything now that prevented me from doing it. So I got away for a couple of years. Quite a long time. I was asked to go to the fair that they put up every year. Almost got away with not making it. After 4 p.m. Mass, they were all headed over and I was going to sneak over and get in my car. Oh, no. The pastor came over and said, right this way, let's go. Oh, gosh. I looked at all of the offerings. I wasn't very impressed at any of them. Oh, especially the women's auxiliary. Yikes. Women drive me nuts. I know. How can I be saying that when I'm a woman? Because I know their motives. Okay, so I got to the table where the lectors were. That means you stand up and read. I thought, all right, I can read. So I signed up for that. The head of ministries for the church set an appointment for me to audition. But I didn't know what it was. I didn't know when I signed up. I got to the church and he set me up at the altar with a camera pointed at my face. What I said was, oh, what is this? You need to read, but you don't have to look directly at the camera. Good thing I can't do both. No good deed goes unpunished. Children are to be seen and not heard. I remember my mother saying that. I was long past that. I thought about what this, maybe this was like trying out for the school play. Yikes, now I'm really nervous. Maybe I could tell him I don't feel well. So he signaled and I started reading. Okay, I just won't qualify then. See, that's what I thought. There's no way I can do this. I'm not good enough. Self-doubt, self-loathing, we're all capable. But we have to step out, step up. A few minutes passed and I waited. Good. He's thinking, nah, this girl ain't gonna cut it. Okay, so he comes all the way back from the back of the church and says, good to go. I'm scheduling you for Saturday at 4 p.m. Oh, snap. The first time I lectured, I thought my face turned bright red. I was flushed, flummoxed, and fried by the time I got to the ambo. They don't even call it a lectern. They call it an ambo. Yikes. Really, they have their own name for it? I had practiced so hard, I almost knew it by heart. I did remember thinking that when people read in church, it's really boring. I used to read the bulletin or look at my missal. I rarely listened. After Mass, people were coming up to me that I didn't know. They were saying, wow, that was really good. You read very well. I was shocked and humbled because I didn't think I could even do this. And I was so scared to make a mistake or that I wouldn't get through it. So, yes, humble pie. Not because I was talented. Because I took it on and said, okay, let's give it the best we have. Anytime you give it everything you've got, your love is going to show through. Take it on. Be sincere. You know it's in you. Bring it out. Be bold. Be confident. Our world is craving our appearance. Show up. We need to count. We need to be counted. Okay, you guys, I'll be back. In the meantime, courage. Stand up. be bold. I'll be back soon. And take it from me. We've all got something worthwhile to give. Give with all you have.